Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
NYSERDA released a study saying that utility bills will be going up by 2031. I think as much as 41% or, you know, a number like that. How much does that compound, you know, the issues going on with tariffs for businesses as well with higher energy costs?
No, it's all bad. That's why I'm raising the alarm and letting people know what is in store. And I, back in 2019, there were very ambitious goals, important goals, worthy goals, to do what we can in the state of New York to deal with the climate crisis, which we're feeling the effects of now. But there were so many unforeseen factors. Immediately, a year later, the pandemic, global supply chain disruptions for equipment that was supposed to help us transition to the clean energy economy. Inflation drove up the cost of everything, where projects we thought would be happening for renewables, you know, wind and solar, became too expensive, so they were abandoned by people. And now the tariffs on everything, and a lot of, we have to import a lot of the supplies for the renewable energy projects. So there's just a lot has happened. And what I'm foreseeing then is for us to meet the goals on the time frame that was set by the legislature, there's going to be enormous cost to families, enormous. Whether it's a family upstate who has their, you know, one or two vehicles in the driveway and getting warmed in the winter by home heating oil, those costs are going to go up to upwards of $4,000 per year. So on top of that, now we have the Trump war in Iran that is going to increase the costs of energy from that as well. So for businesses suffering from already high energy costs and tariffs, it's cataclysmic. The same for families, and that is why I am laser focused on doing everything I can to drive down costs and to try and get money returned to New Yorkers who've been overpaying.
I saw your comments last week about how you'll be negotiating with state lawmakers in terms of the CLCPA. When you're looking at that, it's been suggested that one approach for downstate may not be the same for an approach here in Western New York. How will the different regions in Western New York in particular impact the way maybe this is negotiated, changed, or rolled out?
No, I'm very conscious of the fact that of the high energy costs, particularly upstate, because our climate is colder. Although New York City had a blizzard on Monday, so they're starting to catch up with our weather patterns. What I'm trying to do is just sound the alarm right now. I want people to know what is the impact of the continuation of this law. And it's going to be a robust conversation. I've already alerted the leaders that this is something we need to educate people about. I mean, this is something, if people understood the effects of this, I think the legislature would be very willing to have these conversations about how to make adjustments, but likely to be a statewide decision on the timing of this. I can't segregate different parts of the state and say the timetable is going to be different, so I don't see a change there. But it's important that we have these conversations so consumers and their elected officials know what is in store. Again, 2019, no one foresaw this. They did not see this when this was passed, that all these circumstances that I described, and I didn't even mention the fact that a lot of the clean energy proposals that would make this plan be successful, offshore wind, shut down by the Trump administration, solar projects. The subsidies are gone. So two major vehicles that would have been part of our strategy to get to renewables and reduce energy costs in the long term were stopped dead in their tracks by the Trump administration. Again, that happened in the last year. That was not foreseen at the time. So I just need a reality check right now. All these forces and how we get through them, but maintain true to the ultimate objectives of the law passed in 2019.
Weren't these numbers, though, the NYSERDA memo, that would have, even without the halt in the offshore wind, even without the credits for the solar, I think what they were saying was if you force the state to use these alternative forms of energy that don't produce a lot efficiently and are very expensive, this is what it's going to cost, never mind the shutting down of the projects. I don't think it comes as almost no one's surprise.
No, I don't think so. What was contemplated in the law was that we would continue with these clean energy projects. For example, one project, Empire Wind, 10-year project, $5 billion invested by a foreign company for offshore wind off of Long Island. That is scheduled to power in the fall 500,000 homes with clean renewable energy in Brooklyn. So that's just one example. We have millions of homes that are counting on this. And when the Trump administration shut all that down, I now have to subtract that out of our calculation and replace that with probably natural gas or other emission-creating forms of power. So the other alternative is to have cap and invest, which would impose these costs if I can't meet those goals with the plan we are on. So our plan has been sidetracked for a variety of factors, but not the least of which is that we're counting on wind and solar as a major component of it, and those are now sidelined by the administration. So it's a combination of everything.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.